Hello world, I am Sangadara and I'm with...
Akasa Jyoti.
I'm Lasidhi.
Surya Dashini.
Yeah, and today is the end of our first day, our first full day of the International Combined Convention of the Theravada Buddhist Order in 2016. So we're just sitting in one of the accommodation blocks, and we came out of a lovely puja led by Amalasiri, who is the youngest Dharmachari in the entire universe. and we had a lovely reading as well from Akasa Jyoti, who is the youngest Dharmacharini. It's been a very rich day. It's the first convention for at least three of us, except for Amalasiri. So I just want to ask you guys, what's been your highlights of the day, and how is it like to be in this convention this year?
I'm really enjoying being here, which actually was a little bit of a surprise, just in the sense that, you know, people said, oh, it's a really big deal, you know, the first convention, there's so many people and there's a real tendency to get overwhelmed to try and do everything. But actually, what I mostly feel is just very, very welcomed by people. So even if I don't know someone, you know, there's this generous looks being exchanged between people, smiles, people checking your name badge, seeing what your name is. And just sitting down next to people both that I know really well and people who I've never met before. And it feels just as easy to start conversations, with new friends. So I just feel quite delighted to be here.
I think one of my highlights was sitting on the grass outside the dining room. I sat there for most of the afternoon and just various people came and went. Most of whom weren't close friends, actually, like Surya Dashini said, and just really enjoyed spending time with them. And then a group of us who were ordained at Akashavana this year had dinner together. So I think there were around 10 of us from the retreat, and a few of the team members as well. And that was just very lovely. We've only been back maybe 6 weeks, so it was just very lovely to reconnect and check in a little bit.
Sometimes I feel closer to the order than to a lot of my family. I feel like I've got a lot more in common to relate with them than just blood. That reminds me of Maitreya Vanda's book, The Friendship Thicker Than Blood. And I think that image just came to mind. And yeah, just how strong this being together by our ideals of our own human potential and what we can do together. And that strong sense of actually just sitting in the shrine, gathering in large numbers. It does have a particular effect.
I had a real sense of that, but in a different way than I thought I would. I felt connected on both quite an individual level, in the sense of like we're all these individual practitioners with our own lives. Some people maybe living in isolation, like not necessarily having a center around them and carrying on these Dharma lives that maybe can seem from the outside, like outside of the order or outside of a greater context, just quite ordinary. You know, maybe they go to a job and meditate in the morning and, you know, have some order activities or something. But then we come together and suddenly there's all of these individual practices that come together in this collective. And so I think it was the collective that I was maybe more expecting or aspiring to, but also as we were all sitting here, I was like, oh yes, but there is also just each of us getting on with our lives in a very simple way as well. And then we come together and something bigger happens.
So we have a talk by Nagar Bodhi, and he just mentions the nucleus of a new society. And I just get very strong sense just walking around this village-like place. That is definitely the nucleus of a new society. Mm. Even though I don't know a lot of people here, I just know I can trust them. I know we have a lot in common, like you were saying, Sangadara. And it's just really hard to describe, just this lovely sense that I can just trust everyone. It's more than trust. It's something. It's a sense of ease just walking around, seeing people. Yeah, it's quite mysterious. And then we come together in the shrine room, and all those individuals, all that practice, all that energy, experience, excitement, depth, all of that sort of gets together in a single space. And it's just very magical, really, really magical.
I liked how that was reflected in the reading that you chose for the puja. It was some lines from the Dhammapada. I can't remember them off by heart, but it's something like, happy indeed we live, friendly amidst the haters. Among those who hate, we dwell in love. And I was saying those words and I just felt like, oh yeah, happy indeed we live here, all of us. It was very moving. And then actually just watching, I was sitting at the back of the shrine room and I could just see the Buddha's head with the aura around it. And then there were just all these people standing up in front of him, and I could just about catch a glimpse, and I felt like I was queuing up to actually go and see the Buddha with the rest of the order. I found that very moving too.
It was very striking. With one of the things we did today was welcome those who've been ordained for the last 2 or 3 years, and I was just really delighting on seeing each individual standing, saying their names, which are unique, and their qualities and where they come from. And I just couldn't stop myself just feeling this joy, just very natural, spontaneous, just kind of gushing forth. And I could see, I could see around people's faces, they were just so happy. Very joyful moments. Just that moment of somebody saying, it's almost like each one of you guys saying, I'm making the most of my life. I'm making the most of my life with you, everyone else in the room. And one of the things I actually forgot to mention during the puja was, well, just to point out the two Avalokiteshvaras that we have in the shrine room, the thousand-armed Avalokiteshvara. And I wanted us to chant the Bodhicitta mantra as a way of welcoming the new order members, giving the new order members a sense of what they, what they're kind of coming into. And remind everyone, here we are, coming together in large numbers. And that's a condition for the bodhicitta to arise. That's a condition. Us coming together makes something happen. The suprapersonal force, which is very, very tangible for me in the shrine room.
I noticed those two images earlier. So on one side of the shrine room, there's a thousand-armed Avalokiteshvara. And on the other side, there's the thousand-armed Avalokiteshvara made up of the faces of the order. And it just looked like a mirror. The image of a reflection just came to my mind. I really enjoyed that.
So in the first convention I was in, which was 3 years ago, the year I was ordained, Padmavajra gave a talk. And it was really interesting because he was highlighting the fact that the order is such a wonderful thing and just really rejoicing in the fact that we exist. And he actually read those verses from the Dhammapada, happy indeed we live. He was saying that he hears people complaining about the order, and he said, I just feel like telling them, happy indeed we live. And then he just read all of the verses. And it was just really striking. I was like, oh yeah, it's just so easy to get into what's wrong with the order, which it isn't perfect, but actually it's just really remarkable that it even exists. And it's 2,000 of us in the world and still growing. People are training for ordination and changing their lives. So I felt like with Nagabodhi's talk today, he was like highlighting some of the dangers that we can face, that we are facing. And I thought he did it really skillfully. And at the same time, he managed to say Bhante has a mission. Bhante is a man with vision and mission, and we are kind of participating in it. That's what moved me the most about the talk. And it was just good to be reminded that actually it's frail. It's wonderful, but it's actually, it's not a given. It's kind of made up conditions.
Yeah. So, I can feel very sober about it, or I can just get quite excited about it because it's like, well, what is going to happen? Something very different is going to happen when we can't turn to Bhante and ask him how we should reword the precepts, or, you know, or how we should... well, probably not rename the order again, but you know, these sorts of questions is like, what are we going to do, you know? And I don't know, I just can get quite excited, especially when, like I said, when I look around the shrine room and I look at the people who are part of this order, the diversity, the inspiration and the courage, I think, like the tremendous courage, but also a real awareness and rootedness in the world, which we didn't necessarily have at the beginning of the movement. We sort of didn't have our own, there's a worldliness that I think is of benefit, maybe at the expense of a bit of naivete and youthful idealism, but a knowledge that comes with that as well, that I think is very, will serve us well.
I do find it quite exciting, actually. And it also is like, oh gosh, it's actually going to be me. It's going to be Akasajirti.
Yeah.
Miss Sagadara. Yeah. It's going to be us. I'm really excited about the coming days, actually. I think they're going to be more...
Future-oriented.
Future-oriented. I'm looking forward to Pranya Kids is going to be giving a talk. Yeah. Vakratara and others. I'm just going to really... Looking forward to that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, thank you very much for listening. And this is the end. Bye.